Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, from today, Omicron cases will be allowed to recover under the Home Recovery Program or be managed at community care facilities and hospitals instead of being isolated at dedicated facilities. Now, those who are unwell will be processed based on their clinical presentation, symptoms and physical signs, as well as underlying risk factors. To bring us up to speed on the latest Omicron developments here in Singapore, we're joined on the line now by Kramjit Kaur, editor at The Straits Times. Kramjit, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you with us. So, Kramjit, start off, tell us why the shift to home recovery for Omicron. Does this mean that we now have a better understanding of this particular variant?
I think it does. This was something that came across quite strongly when MTF, the Multi-Ministry Task Force Tackling COVID-19, put out this release last night. The thinking is that we now have a better understanding of Omicron. It's been more than a month since it was first detected in South Africa, and there have been quite a few international studies that have been done so far, and consensus seems to be that although this is a variant that is far more transmissible than Delta, in terms of severe illness, it does seem that it does not lead to as severe, an illness as a Delta, for example. And so given that, that sort of explains the decision to allow Omicron cases to recover at home. Of course, if you meet criteria, meaning you're not unwell, for example, you know.
Okay, but over the past week, we've seen several unlinked Omicron cases as well as clusters in the community. How will tracking of such clusters alter going forward then?
I think the message is really quite clear that Singapore is not going to be treating Omicron cases, differently compared to like Delta. So in terms of tracking, for example, I think we will still get updates. Say, for example, if we had like a cluster in a gym, for example, a few days ago, if there are, clusters at nursing homes, for example, if, for example, there are clusters in markets, so some of these sort of places, I think that's where we will probably get updates, and the usual sort of like advice will appear. You've got to be careful and get diligence and all that. So really, the message is we're not going to treat Omicron any differently from the way we treat Delta infections.
And that said, can you give us a quick update on the current Omicron situation here? How many cases, for example, compared to overall daily cases? How severe are the cases? What do we need to know?
Right. So if you look at the numbers, as at December, I think I don't know, Christmas or Boxing Day, we've had something like 546 cases of Omicron infections. The vast majority are imported. About 103 local communities of infections. And if you look at the daily numbers yesterday, for example, in the update, the Ministry of Health said there were 209 cases of COVID infections. Out of that, 104 Omicron cases. So that's about one in two COVID-19 infections we see now is an Omicron case. So those are sort of numbers that we're looking at. In terms of how severe they are, it does seem that, like I said earlier, not as severe. So again, the Ministry of Health has said that so far we've not had any case of serious Omicron infection. So we've not had people in ICU, for example. There have been no Omicron cases that have needed oxygen supplementation. So in terms of severity, so far, so good. But there is a caveat, but they do acknowledge that that's also probably because of a high level of vaccination and boosters also. And the cases have kind of like more or less been confined to young people. So that, may explain why cases have not been so severe so far.
And a high proportion of these cases have come in from overseas via the VTLs. I think Finance Minister Lawrence Wong posted on Facebook earlier. He said that I think it's 443 imported cases and 103 local ones. But Mr. Wong also highlighted that we must expect a new wave of COVID-19 cases in the coming days and weeks. We've also seen this reported across the globe as well. He says it's inevitable that Omicron will spread in the community as it has in countries elsewhere. How soon, Kramjit, could we possibly expect a wave here as a result of Omicron?
Yeah, so, you know, the writing is on the wall. It's been said repeatedly, we must expect a surge in the number of cases. It could be in a matter of days, it could be in a matter of weeks, but I don't think it's going to be too far from now. We will see a rapid increase in the number of infections, and that's something that the authorities are already saying. So really, it's just a matter of time.
How prepared are we then to tackle this? I mean, should this happen, do you think we're likely to see tightening of measures as well?
I think when we want to look at how prepared we are, there are several layers to this. If you want to talk about, you know, how prepared are we as a nation, for example, then that really, you know, you've got to look at hospital capacity, for example, ICU capacity. You know, is Singapore prepared to handle if, you know, say, for example, number of cases increase and for some reason there are serious illness cases, do we have the capacity to take care of them in the hospitals and all? I think that's one level. I think there it seems to be okay just looking at the number of, you know, ICU beds available, occupancy, I mean, rate and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, it's about whether residents are sort of prepared for this. And I think after 2 years of COVID, more or less, people here are quite used to the drill, so to speak. So, you know, you sort of, people are familiar now with ART testing, for example. I'd like to think that a good number of us actually, you know, do such tests voluntarily as opposed to because it's mandated. So it's sort of become habit almost, you know. And, you know, it goes back to the basics, you know, washing your hands and the masks and all that. So none of that is going anywhere.
Letting your guard down.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, yep.
And so, I mean, if this were to happen, Kramjit, do you think we're likely to see tightening measures if we do see another wave of Omicron? We continue to see these kind of numbers come through on from overseas. What do you think could happen next?
If you look at how the government has been responding to this, it's kind of clear that border measures is one area that you would expect to see some tightening if we do see a surge in the number of cases. You know, given the announcement also yesterday that from Jan the 15th, if you're not vaccinated, then you're not going back to the office. So I think measures like that will continue, you know, maybe intensified. You know, just essentially measures that differentiate between people who've been vaccinated and those who have not for no sort of good reason. Then, of course, the other thing to ask is, you know, things like dining in, you know, visitors coming to your homes and all that. That, you know, it does seem that they do want to kind of like maintain the status quo for a while. I don't foresee any tightening there, but then again, really don't know how this is going to play out if the, you know, surge in number of infections is, you know, is really significant. And if we do start seeing severe cases of infections, the one thing that has been made very clear that we must be very nimble and dynamic, you know, in terms of responding to this. So if I think it needs to be tightened, I think they will, but that seems to me as a bit of a last resort. It's really more border measures and, you know, vaccine sort of like differentiation measures where we probably will see some movements.
Okay. Well, Kramjit, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing all those updates on the Omicron situation here in Singapore.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Kramjit Kaur, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.